Secretary General, the three leaders of the dominant military powers in NATO, the United States, France, Great Britain, say that Gaddafi has to go. And in their joint article, they say specifically, so long as Gaddafi is in power, NATO and its coalition parties must maintain their operations. Surely that's seeking regime change by military means?
No, actually, they clearly state in their letter that regime change is not part of the military operation. So all in all, I consider their letter yet another demonstration of the unity behind our operation. They reiterate the military goals we agreed in NATO yesterday. They make clear, and I fully agree, that it's hard to imagine a complete end to violence in Libya as long as Gaddafi stays in power.
Is NATO really protecting civilians in Libya? In Misrata, our correspondent just come out of Misrata, there have been hundreds of civilians killed by Gaddafi's forces. They are begging for more NATO strikes, and they say it should be possible for you to target with precision weapons Gaddafi's forces besieging them in Misrata.
Actually, we do target his forces when they attack civilians. But first of all, I think it's important to place responsibility where it is and strongly call on Gaddafi to stop these brutal attacks against his own people. We have taken action. We hit targets on the ground with the aim to protect civilians.
The residents of Misrata have told our correspondent, she's just come out of the city, that NATO raids happen at the same time every day. Gaddafi's forces simply wait until they're over and then they get back to the business of killing civilians.
Well, I will not go into operational details. I have full confidence in our military commanders, and they have been quite successful in taking out Gaddafi military capabilities. All in all, we assess that we have taken out more than a third of his military capacity.
But you can't stop the snipers in Misrata, can you? And they're apparently killing a lot of civilians. You simply don't have the means from the air to stop the snipers.
Of course, that is a real problem. We have to be very cautious not to cause civilian casualties. Actually, our mandate is to protect civilians. So we take all necessary measures to avoid civilian casualties, and against snipers it is very, very difficult to protect civilians just from the air.
Are you accepting that by limiting yourself to ground attacks you're actually unable to protect the civilians of Libya?
No, I don't agree. I really think we can implement the UN Security Council resolution with the aim to protect civilians. But of course, there are also limits. We have clearly stated that we have no intentions to put boots on the ground, and it's not mandated in the UN resolution. And of course, that sets some limits. But we can do a lot, and we have done a lot. Since we took command, we have conducted more than 2,500 sorties, over 1,000 strikes, and it has put a lot of pressure on the Gaddafi regime.
You made clear, your supreme commander has made clear, you need extra ground attack aircraft. But this is looking like a dysfunctional organisation. A minority of member states providing ground attack aircraft, others refusing or unwilling to do so. We've had Spain and now Italy saying they won't get involved in ground attacks. You can't succeed if a large number of members won't put up weaponry.
First of all, it is a united alliance. All 28 allies have agreed to conduct this operation in Libya with the aim to protect civilians. Next, we have seen also in the past that NATO conducts operations without concrete military assets from all allies. The important thing is that all allies support our operation. And finally, overall, our military commanders have the assets at their disposal that they need. But in one particular area, they have requested a bit more when it comes to precision aircraft or strike aircrafts. And I have got indications during the meetings yesterday and today that nations will step up to the plate. So I'm very hopeful that the operation will be fully resourced.
But the indications in public point the other way. First, Spain says it's certainly not going to get involved in ground attacks. Now, today, Italy's defence minister says they're not going to change their posture either. They're going to restrict their aircraft to purely reconnaissance and monitoring and not get involved in ground attacks.
Actually, yesterday, the 28 foreign ministers agreed that they will resource our operation fully. And that's what counts. And in the past, we have seen that such commitments will also be fulfilled.
But those are words. Aren't the words from NATO much stronger than the deeds and the actions?
Actually, we have demonstrated in practice that this is not just about words, but concrete deeds. We have, until now, conducted more than 2,500 sorties, out of which more than 1,000 strikes. We have hit targets like tanks, armored vehicles, ammunition depots, and other Gaddafi military capacities. So far, our operation has been quite successful.
Finally, you're committed to maintaining military operations against Colonel Gaddafi's forces until he is out of power. You can't know how long that's going to be.
We all want a solution to the problems in Libya sooner rather than later. Obviously, there is no military solution solely to the problems. We need a political process leading to fulfillment of the legitimate demands of the Libyan people. But the military operation serves two purposes. Firstly, protection of civilians, and secondly, to put a maximum of military pressure on Gaddafi, which will also facilitate a political process.
So if he resists all political pressure, you said there can be no military solution. If he resists all political overtures, then he wins.
No, I think the clear message from the international community to Gaddafi is game over. The current regime in Libya has no future. The future rests with the Libyan people, and the international community stands ready to assist the Libyan people.
It's just he doesn't accept game over.
Yeah, well, but I'm sure that he will feel the consequences of being isolated in the international community. Very strong sanctions initiated by the UN Security Council, and now a determined military operation conducted by NATO in the implementation of a UN Security Council. All that will help.
You must be frustrated by what appears to be a military stalemate between Colonel Gaddafi and NATO, a massive military alliance, a stalemate on the ground.
We have known right from the outset that a military operation from the air will not solve all problems. It serves the purpose to protect civilians against systematic attacks from the Gaddafi regime because we are targeting his essential military capabilities. But at the end of the day, we will need more than that. And first of all, we will need a political process leading to democracy in Libya.
Secretary General, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.